I'm Marco Werman. It's the world. It's being called the big one, this Hurricane Patricia that's blasting Mexico's Pacific coast. Texas and Louisiana could be feeling its effects down the road, but Mexico is definitely feeling this monster storm right now. Patricia has been declared the strongest hurricane ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere, with sustained winds of 200 miles per hour. We know that so precisely thanks to the pilots and navigators who flew right into the storm last night. They're members of the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron out of Mississippi. And here's Air Force Lieutenant Colonel John Talbot, the squadron's chief meteorologist, to tell us what that was like.
Obviously, it was a night flight, so it was all night long, and they went into it three times. The radar imagery was very, very impressive, a nice round eye, and they had quite a bit of turbulence going through the eye wall, which is the area of the strongest winds right before they get into the center where it starts to calm down. So they had a hard time fighting the aircraft, and they were ready to head back after their three passes.
All right, you say it so soberly. I mean, was anybody, like, freaked out? Because I don't like turbulence, but I hear that with the military, turbulence is just another day on the job.
Well, yeah, I mean, none of us like turbulence, but, we have a lot of training at doing this, and we know what to expect. We know it's going to be turbulent, and we know that typically that turbulence lasts, 30 seconds or so, and then it calms down again. So when we fly into these storms, there's areas that are worse than others, and it's a living, breathing thing. So it changes as we're out there. An interesting statistic on this storm is, because the pressure is so low in the eye, the airplane is flying at what we call a pressure altitude. So it was flying at 10,000 feet pressure altitude. So as the aircraft goes into the center of the storm, the pressure altitude falls because the pressure is low. And they ended up at 6,000 feet above the ocean surface, and the airplane thought it was at 10,000 feet. So that gives you an idea of the rapid change in pressure and how incredible this storm is with that low pressure.
Yeah, that is an extraordinary change. What kind of plane is this?
So we use WC-130Js. It's a C-130 military transport airplane, and ours has been modified with specialized equipment just for this mission.
That's a very big, heavy piece of aircraft.
It is. It weighs about 89,000 pounds, four-engine turboprop. It has a high wing, so it's a very stable aircraft, and it has the ability to fly fairly slow, which is why it's a good aircraft to use in a hurricane, because we can we don't have to cruise right along. We can slow down to reduce the turbulence as much as possible.
Yeah, so this is a historic storm, Hurricane Patricia. Given what you know now, the data that the 53rd Reconnaissance Squadron brought back, what do you think is going to happen to it?
Well, obviously, it's going to make landfall. And in the area that Patricia is, there's a lot of high mountains on the west side of Mexico. So the storm will have to traverse the mountains, and that should tear it up quite quickly. Unfortunately, though, it will cause a lot of storm surge damage and a lot of wind damage right near the coast, and then a lot of catastrophic rainfall.
Lieutenant Colonel John Talbot of the U.S. Air Force, thanks very much for telling us about what you do.
Thank you very much.